Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know, my name is Scott McKenzie, and we are broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress in Barcelona. Great food, great people. Put that on your bucket list. Come to Barcelona. And man, I'm telling you, you're going to have a good time. And as well, we're brought to you by those incredible folks at Industrial Internet Consortium. Go out to Industrial Internet Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. That's iiconsortium.org. And you're going to say to yourself, why do I need to do that? Because you need to learn more about IoT. You need to know about more emerging technologies. You need to know about Industry 4.0 and how Industry 4.0 is changing your life, even if you don't know it's changing your life. That's iiconsortium.org or Industrial Internet Consortium. They are passionate about your sex. We've got a great interview with a gentleman by the name of Eddie Leah. Don't even begin to help me, Eddie. Don't. Let me sort of hang out here. Now, you know, I'm not going to say line because that we were talking about Leongoris. Okay, help me.
Eddie Leongoisari.
I wasn't even close. I was panicking there.
You'll get the first syllable.
I'm panicking. And he's the managing director and chief research scientist at Accenture. You might have heard of that company. Let's get going. Hey, how are you doing?
Great. And you?
Third day of interviewing. So you got a lot of, you got to dazzle me there, Eddie. Yeah, no pressure on your
so this is so much you can take in 3 days.
Right, here we are. All right with it. Yeah, so what's fascinating, I mean, how many times have you been to this particular conference?
This is my fifth year.
I was like, you were here at the very beginning.
Yes, I signed the charter, the main the charter for this event.
Look at you, son of a gun. That's pretty doggone cool.
Yes.
You've seen a lot of changes.
Absolutely.
You know, it started 5 years ago with just a bunch of people running around and thinking, this is what... And I can imagine what that type of conversation was going.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, did you ever envision, because you are the chief research scientist, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you do, did you ever envision something like this in 5 years?
I think, actually, even the first year is actually a big surprise for us. Because when we started, I think it's about 5,000 people right away.
So yeah.
It's just like right 5, off the bat, it was actually
people.
Pretty,
like,
you know, a pretty big
apparently
event.
You weren't the only one thinking about it, whatever,
right.
IoT.
Exactly. So we actually catch the wave at the right time and then get right through it, yes.
Yeah, and what is fascinating to me about this event to this year versus maybe prior events is that now it's sort of technology is... It's there, okay? There's no doubt about it. It's going to continue to improve and impact lives. And the costs, they're going down. It's going to be transformative. But I think what IIC is doing that is pretty cool is that it's talking about, hey, what problems are you solving and really getting it down into sort of that market level as opposed to the technology and talking
That's
all
right.
the technology stuff. Now it's real.
Right.
It's getting real.
Technology is just an enabler.
Yeah,
right?
That's so all it is.
All at the end of the day, it's the value that you deliver.
Exactly. Right? And so what's fascinating from the technology, it's like, yeah, that's great. It brings about all of the it's like standards and other challenging questions that you just didn't think about. You're like, yeah, we could do it, but oh, how do we ensure that? How do we do that? How do we? It's just, it never ends. And in fact, it's sort of, there's more and more challenges that are just
Absolutely.
As a result of
Absolutely.
It. It's like,
yes.
But it's gonna continue.
Which is like the exciting part. Right?
It really is. I had a conversation with somebody talking about autonomous autos, and he just said, "So how do you ensure that?" And I said, "I have no clue. I don't know how an insurance company would insure an autonomous automobile." Out on a public street,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how you actuarially try to put numbers on that because it's never been done.
Yes,
And I don't think people have really thought through it.
Yes.
So it's all right. Okay, give us a little background of who you are and what you do, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the future.
Yeah, sure. So I'm I'm a chief research scientist in Accenture Labs. So Accenture Labs is the technology research development organization within the broader Accenture. And what we do there is like sort of looking at the technology, the future of technology, the impact to ourselves and to our clients. And what I actually want to be able to do is not just looking at it, but it's also shaping it. Both within the next 5 years as well as even much higher, further horizon, and what we can do there. Given how much actually technology is changing these days, we need to be actually sort of, you know, for a front of that and how to be able to shape it for ourselves and for clients.
The term shape, and you being here for 5 years, yeah. How would you ever begin to shape this? I mean, just like these... These companies, and as well as Accenture, are just pushing the envelope. So shaping is like dreaming almost. I mean, it's like, yeah, we can do that. Let's shape it. How right. do you shape?
So one way is, if you look at this event, reason why we are here to begin with is that you shape the ecosystem, right? You shape the people, the connection. Like the IoT is not just one thing. There's no one organization can actually sort of drive that. So that's actually one of the key reasons we have this kind of event is to pull all the various stakeholders together, how actually be able to connect them, whether it is actually through the use cases, whether it's actually through the value chain, whether it's actually through the partnership of technology, so that it's actually compatible, or whether it's through standards. All those actually will come together to make it work. Because ultimately, the business buying value is not the technology itself. This is all enabling blocks. So we have to make it easy. We have to make it reliable. We have to make it cheap. And the way to actually to do that is actually pulling all the partners together.
You see, what's interesting, I like that because IIC does a great job with pulling the partners and collaborating.
Exactly.
And when you start to talk about some event like this, what always fascinates me, outside of sort of that collegial environment, is the willingness to collaborate. And not one individual, one might have a little sliver of solutions, but there is not one that says, we got it end to end, we know. But that's because everybody is sort of working to that overall collaboration, getting it to the solution. Yeah,
right.
I like that. That's true.
That's right.
And there's no way you can shape it on by yourself.
Correct.
You have to.
And then we do this, you know, so I have another role in IIC. So I'm actually the co-chair within the thought leadership working group. And that is actually the organization, and actually with Mike, my partner in crime, Mark Crawford from SAP, actually work together to shape the thought leadership there in terms of the IoT, in terms of AI, where it is going, how actually we'll be able to make it together. So there is actually the vision component, there's an ecosystem component, that is actually sort of the reference architecture, that everything has actually come together. Right, so there's like a sort of, you know, different people have a different responsibility.
Okay,
but it's a multi-angle like approach to it.
I was just going to say, so let me ask you this. Where are we at in that multi-pronged angle thing?
Yeah.
Where are we at? I mean,
I think we still in the journey, right? So, you know, there's like a sort of part that we're talking about. Like, so a lot of people have been talking about IoT. It's like a, you know, some level of maturity. A lot of people are looking for, like, where the money is, right? Where exactly how we can be able to scale that and so forth. So we have to focus more on the business case, the case studies like sort of out there, and then actually sort of expand the scope in terms of what additional business benefits out there. One is, once the infrastructure is all there, how actually we can actually sort of harvest from there.
It's a tiger by the tail. It's exciting. I can't say that it's not doable because it's doable because you've made tremendous strides in just really 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting to see where it is in another 5 years. But what is the challenge on your end and your IIC compadres is the fact that it seems like every day there's a new aha, that moment that said, hey, I could do that too.
Yeah.
And then once that happens, it then begets, you know, oh, I didn't really, I need to have, and you just keep going and pulling, and it's on just one, let's say, use case.
Yeah.
So the use cases are just never ending.
I think that is actually the exciting part.
Yeah.
You know, the key part of all of this is actually create an infrastructure that have like a return on investment, right?
Yes.
And that's slowly I can sort of build from there. So I have been actually working in all this, the IoT thing since like 1980s. Okay, so this is like a long before we have actually the consortium.
He looks 35, so he must have started when he was, well, two.
I'm not that young, but but yeah. The interesting part of all of this is that we can sort of look at it, you know, where the benefits, because people do not buy technology for technology's sake, right? So we actually started initially, and actually with the journey that I went to is actually more from the consumer side, right?
Figure out like
to me, it's actually that is like a sort of harder things I got to get started. The one thing that actually excites me when we talk about the very beginning of the IAC, so exactly we were like one of the earlier members of IAC as well, is that it is actually coming from the industry focus, and that, you know, the initial use cases around efficiency, around optimization,
yeah,
in terms of return on investment, it may not be sort of the sexiest business case out there, but it actually calls to the bottom line. You can measure it. And therefore, once you'll be able to measure the value of that, now you can actually sort of build a lot more on the top of that,
yeah,
right? And you actually sort of, you can create almost like a layer cake on what actually makes sense to actually begin with, what actually pay off, and then you can actually say, okay, what is actually that business model look like and so forth. So you start with the bottom line, which is an interesting approach, and to actually sort of make sure that the investment pay off. Now you have the leverage point. Now you can actually sort of start the sort of, you know, bring up the top line.
I like the fact that you looked at it from the consumer perspective, because it's all, we swim in this sort of the same pond as from a technology point of view, and we have that concern. But the real reality is that we've got to create solutions that are solving problems from the consumer's perspective. Why create a solution that's, you know, got a technical solution to it that doesn't solve a problem? It makes no sense. This might be pretty unique and flashy and all that stuff, but if it doesn't solve a problem or give you an ROI or impact that bottom line financially or operationally or whatever it might be, then it just doesn't make sense.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what's so great about this, because you're having that conversation.
That's right.
And now, especially now, that evolution has sort of gotten to that point where, okay, it works. We know it works.
Right.
Let's start doing that consumer and doing that focus. Okay, so we've already established we're in love with this stuff. Now, as a part of the Accenture Lab, you technologist, you, where do you see it going? What's going on? How are you looking at this? Because I'm going to say, oh, I bet you're going to be wrong.
The interesting part of it is that, you know, I've been actually a part of the lab since the very beginning. So I've been actually part of the lab for 30 years. And it is actually very rare, I will say, we are wrong. Okay? In the world that we are in, it's actually very hard to say you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
What actually we can actually be wrong is the timing. Right?
Yeah,
timing is really, really hard to predict. But, you know, a large part of the work that we are doing is actually sort of more, you know, most of the future is already here. For a large part, it's actually how to surface that, how to scale it, what is actually the value propositions, and actually make sure that it stick, right? That is actually really a large part of the work, and then that's actually where we can be able to help shape it in terms of not just pure technology. At the end of the day, technology is one piece, and I can make it cheaper and make it efficient,
yeah,
but it's actually the application of the technology and how we actually drive it to the business. And that's actually the role of Accenture Lab. If we, you know, we are applied lab, right?
Yeah.
We apply lab. We don't actually sort of try to build the fundamental technology. We help some of the technology, but our value proposition is about bring it to the business.
And that is the right perspective. You have to. Because it's the business you're helping to transform, and it's business you're helping to, because if you do that, then everybody benefits.
That's right.
And everybody because, I mean, some people don't, but I like what you're saying. Absolutely.
You have to be able to articulate the outcomes, right? Very, very clear. When you use a piece of technology,
yeah,
you have to be at least actually have some to. Like a hypothesis of sort of saying that if this is successful, where will that go and where the business is.
And what's interesting about let's say Accenture as a whole, you got a pretty deep bench.
That's correct.
I mean, you can definitely draw upon a very broad swath of solutions and insights. Mm-hmm. You can query customers and companies on what is your pain. Think about it. Tell us. Help us frame it so that there might be a technology solution to be able to say, see, here it is.
Yep.
We've driven the cost down. The capabilities are up. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
How can you argue against that?
It is actually quite of an interesting perspective. And the work that we do are not limited to just pure technology.
No.
So there's actually sort of implications. So one of the things that I'm here in the IoT Solution Work Congress is actually sort of focusing on what we call responsible AI, which is actually a whole topic around ethics, around deployment of technology, and how that actually be able to impact the business and the people around.
I interviewed Wayal.
Yeah. So, Wayal is actually my partner there.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation.
That's right.
Because kudos to you guys, man. I really am. Hey, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
Yes, I am.
So, if you go on out there, you got to look Eddie up. That's E-D-Y, one. Last name, LionGosari. I would imagine there's not many
That's
of those
right.
out on LinkedIn. So you won't have a problem following. He's not Joe Smith, let's put it that way. Eddie, you were wonderful, man.
Right, thank you.
Excellent job. Excellent conversation. And once again, you need to look him up because he is talking about how technology, and I'm telling you, man, he's got the information, how technology can help you in business, improve that bottom line. And he's talking my talk, that's for sure. And once again, we're broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress here in Barcelona. Thank you very much for joining. And we are brought to you by those incredible folks at Industrial Internet Consortium. You got to check them out. Go to iiconsortium.org. They got people like Eddie out there providing their insights and their wisdom and how you can, navigate this IoT world, this AI world, this stuff it's going to happen. Whether you're engaged or not, it's going to happen. Let's be engaged. So anyway, go to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. You're listening to Industrial Talk Podcast. We're going to have another great interview coming right around the corner. So thank you very much for joining. Be safe out there.